Today being the fifth day of Ramadan, 1444 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 27th day of March, 2023 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Madibolo University Zaria Chapter, and the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 47th ayah of Surat Sad. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukine will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر إسماعيل واليسع وذا الكفل وكل من الأخيار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، إهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أريد والخاتم لما سبق وما سبق الحق الغادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره الأكثر الأكثر. سبحان ربي رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. واذكر اسماعيل واليسع وذا الكفل وكلا من الاخير. قالت الله تعالى يستيل كونسولين لقول صلى الله عليه وسلم وكمان اسمه they tell you they abuse you. Think of these are servants. These are great servants that we appreciated their thankfulness or their patience. Among them is this Rasul Ismail, when Yasa was a people. Remember your grandfather Ismail. So also remember Yasa, the one that was the Khalifa of Nabi Ilyas. I remember that came Isaiah, the one that took responsibility from a prophet, even though he was not a prophet himself. Here, Allah is mentioning all this, that we too, whoever wishes to take to their part, took to their part. Inna salatun mustaqima, salatun ladina amta alayhim, minan nabiyina, wa siddiqina, wa shuhada, wa salihin. When you take to their part, that Allah says are on the correct path and are guided and you should follow our disciple. Nabi'ina, the prophet. As-Siddiqina, the simple servants of Allah that at all times they are looking at Allah directly. Anta'abudallaha ka'annaka tarahu. That's your position. They are not only mukhlis, they are full at the end of ma'arifa. Then washuhada, those of them that have started witnessing Allah, but have not yet known Allah completely. Those ones that went for war and died before they realized, but they know that they are in front of Allah. Was Salihim, and those righteous servants of Allah, that whatever Allah has them to do, they do. Whatever He asks them to abandon, they abandon it. For you to be among these people, Allah is mentioning all these people. Ismaila is the grandfather of the Prophet Muslim. When Allah started mentioning Isbir Alama Yahuna, was put up in our Da'uda's and Aid. And then Da'uda was somebody that Allah favored most of his life. There was no much fear in it except when he goes to war. There was almost no sickness in it. The same thing with his son, and then Sulaiman. But in case of Nabi Ayuba, look at trials. Look at sickness, even though he was a rich man who had children, Allah took them all away to show that there is nothing in his heart. These are not what preoccupied him. Then he came to show us of others like him. Who are those? Look at Nabi Ibrahim, how Allah tested him. Look at his son, Nabi Ishaq. Look at Nabi Yaqub, how Allah tested him. Then this Nabi Ismail, the grandfather of Rasulullah SAW. Who even also in his youth, the father was telling him, Inni aridil manami anni asbahuka fazumma la tari. Qala ya abati fal ma'tuma. So inni aisha al-hamla sadirin. A child of just about between 9 to 13 years, the father is telling him, I saw in my dream as if I'm slaughtering him. He knows his father is a prophet. He hears everybody say it. He said, oh my father, do what Allah asked you to do. You shall find me among those salvations at that age. And he went on to live with his mother in a land that was almost nobody. The two of them were living there like that as a ghost town, but they know that they are living by the house of Allah. Inna akhlasnahum bihali sati zikri day. This Ismail, your grandfather, O Prophet, look at the level of patience he had. When Yasa'a, after Nabi Ilyas, he is the one that was his Khalid. He is a prophet. Was that Kibir? That Kibir, whether it's Yasa'a or his another prophet, that was going to die and was asking, I want to leave behind a Khalifa. Who will take it from me that he will be patient with these people? That at all times he will stand upright. The day he will be fasting. Night he will be standing up to pray to Allah. He will be making judgment. Not, and he will never get along with his people. In the crowd, there were so many of them, but only the Kibir stood up and said, I will. The prophet went away. The following day, he gathered his people. I want somebody who will represent me amongst you after I am born, who will nourish you and answer his people, who will always stand up and fast and stand up at night and pray and make judgment with his people without pulling his heart desires. Who will do this? He's still the one that stood up. The Prophet said, okay, take it. When he took this position, they said, they keep it covered, which means he took responsibility. That's why he's the one that took responsibility. He was, they called him Isaiah. He was like that. Isaiah is Elisha. He was in that position when there was a king that came in another town. The prophets there were over 4,000. It's not like we have now. During the time of Bani Israel, all ulama that are recognized ulama are made prophets. So you have at a time, sometimes prophets will be over 1,000. But not prophets that are Muslim. Prophets that are Ambiya, that's why you're having their number going to as much as 124,000. And the king was aligned with the ulama. Just like this election, somebody will win. He said, those that are knowledgeable did not support me. He killed them. And after he killed, most of them ran away. Only about 100 of them that ran away went to Zulkifil, and he gave them protection. All these are evidence of this man, Zulkifil. O Prophet, remember him and know that you are going to succeed. If these people that are not up to you, they succeeded. All of them are among the excellent servants of Allah that was there.
هذا وإن للمتقين لحسن مآب.
هذا ذكر وإن للمتقين لحسن مآب. هذا, that is how it is, what you have been saying since the beginning of the surah. هذا, that's how it is. ذكر, that is the remembrance, that is the reminder, that is the admonition. وإن للمتقين, for sure, for those that are fire servants of Allah, la husna ma'ab, they are going to have an excellent end. Here now, Allah has left the Prophet. He is now talking to us, those of us that are asked to follow the Prophet. They are the ones, they the Prophet, they are not worshipping Allah because of paradise or because of fear of hell. They fear Allah more than anybody. They desire Allah more than anybody. All they just want is to be in front of Allah. Allah should send them, then they go. It's not, they are not talking of, I want this, I want that. But we, the small ones that are called Muslims today, what we want is paradise, Jannah al-Firdaws, Jannah al-Qalaq, Jannah al-Qalaq. What do we do? We follow them. In quote to Ibn Allah, fattabi'uni. So, innal muttaqina lahusna ma'ab. And for those who are careful, follow the commandments of Allah, abandon what Allah has not to do, these who they are the muttaqina. Innal muttaqina bi jannati wa nahar. Bima khar sirkin, innama liki muttaqin. Innal muttaqina wa fada. Hadai kawa anaba, makawai wa atraba, makasan dehako, das mahuna fi alagon, wala ki zaba. All these are for the muttaqin. The muttaqin, their own, is they want reward, they want good food, they want houses, they want to enjoy. But the prophets, they are, that's not their own. They want to serve Allah, they want to be from him Allah.
Jannati adi.
Jannatu adnin mufattachan lahumul abwab. These muttaqina, Allah is going to give them what they want. What do they want? Jannati adnin. Paradise that is going to be there forever. Mufattachan lahumul abwab. That the doors are continuously open. Here, Allah is telling us how the paradise is going to be. It's not that the door is closed. As you are coming in, automatically it opens. This is what the people, Muslims are worshipping Allah for. Allah, give me paradise. When somebody dies, we are asking Allah for paradise. But when you see the awliya of Allah, they die, what do you say after them? Radhi Allahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with them. They are seeking the pleasure of Allah. There is paradise, but they are seeking the pleasure of Allah. There is big decision. Even in government, some people are looking for positions. So that this position, there is big salary, there is big house in Nasoro, there is big house in Asokoro, there is big house. But those that are looking for the serious position, this is not what bothers them. They want to be where the kitchen cabinet is. Whatever the president is saying, they are there to say, it's like this, it's not like this. That's what bothers them. They are not talking of a house, or talking of a car, or talking of the salary. No, no, they are beyond salary. But the small ones, they are the ones saying, I want to be it's a minister. He's looking for salary. He's looking for a small place that he's going to control. But the real people, the ministry is not even their interest. They want to be among the kitchen cabinet. Prophets are like that. They want to be in front of Allah. Decisions are taken in front of them. Allah will not disappear from them, even for a moment. This is how they are. But for the muttaqin, Jannat adnin, paradise that is there forever. Mubattatan lahumul abwab, the door forever is open.
Muttaqin fiha yadun fiha bifakihatin kaseeratin wa sharab.
Muttaqin fiha yadun fiha bifakihatin kaseeratin. This paradise that Allah has promised, the pious people that are worshipping Allah on earth, and they are at the level of muttaqi, what are they going to have? This is the paradise they have. In the paradise, muttaqi in fiha, they will be reclining in the paradise. Yad'una fiha, they will be calling there for whatever they wish. Bifakihatin kaseeratin, for fruits of every kind, plenty of it, washara and drinks. Here, Allah is talking of reclining, not talking of lying down. When you see a person lying down, he is tired. But somebody who wants to enjoy himself, he doesn't lie down, he reclines. He's on a chair, he reclines. That's why Allah is talking about reclining. They will be asking for a lot of fruits. Inna lilmuttaqina mafaza, hadaika wa anaba, wa kawaib wa atraba, wa kaasan bihaqa, la yasmahuna fiha lagwan, wa la kizaba. Jazaa'an min rabbika ata'an, kizaba. Here, they are asking for all kinds of foods. Here, you don't hear anybody talking of food. It's when you are hungry that you talk of food. When you are not hungry, what's your business with food? You want drink, you want foods. So in paradise, there is no hunger. Last one, if you are like one, you like his lover. You don't hear bed talks, let alone to get what is called hunger. That's why they take foods just for enjoyment.
وعندهم قاصرات الطرف أتراب هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب
وعندهم قاصرات الطرف أتراب هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب وعندهم قاصرات الطرف and with them you are going to find ladies, beautiful ladies قاصرات الطرف that have their gaze lowered. They don't look beyond their partner. They don't look beyond whoever is their husband. Atrab, all of them in their thousands given to you are of similar age, of similar beauty. Anyone you see is like the other one. You see this one is very beautiful. You look at the one as if it's most beautiful. If you touch one, all of them will feel your touch. Whatever you want, they are there. Look at how Allah is arranging it. First of all, there is a paradise. Then that paradise is open. You are there, you are reclining. You are there, there is already what you are taking. Then you are talking of women. The same thing in your life. You have to walk. You have to walk. If you devote yourself and you walk when you are small, then when you are big, you will get the reward of your walk. I used to tell students, I said, when you are in university, work hard. Don't bother yourself that I want to call this, I want to call this, I have this my uncle, I have this my this. I want everybody to know that I'm here. I'm just posting myself in the I'm at the university, I'm in the Facebook. Don't bother yourself. If you work hard and you study hard and you come out with good grades, tomorrow everybody will seek for your own address. But if you bother yourself today that you are seeking for people's address, you want to show that you are this, you will not be able to make your grades. Tomorrow, everybody will forget about your own address. So if you work hard, then you'll be able to get your own house. That's why, like the ulamas have said, they said the whole life of the child of Adam is broken into 7, 7, 7. The first 7, life will be surviving. What you are doing is to be playing with your parents. Your parents allow you to play for the first 7 years. Whatever you are doing, it doesn't matter. So it's a child. If you force something, break it, it's a child. Because at that stage, he's behaving like a monkey. What the monkey does is to jump on this, jump on that, do this. They will see their father pull the hair. They will see his calf, take it down. They will see the shoe, wear it. This is what you are doing. For that 7 years, the Prophet does not permit that you feed children. Imam Khomeini is saying that within these first 7 years, the child has a right to play with whatever is in his hands. You don't say, no, I have television in the house, my child broke it. What is age? Who put television there for him? You are the one that put all these things. If you know your children, allow them to have access to play with whatever you know is breaking, will take it out of their sight. After the first 7 years, then the child now will leave the character of that of monkey and he will be taken to the character of a dog. Because he's now getting strong. He will now refuse to, before he shout at him, leave something, he will leave it. Now he will know, he will say, no, he will not leave it. That's why these first 7 years, the child's memory is very strong. If he says where 5 languages is spoken, and all of them are still spoken to him, if you have in a house up to 10 people, 2 of them are speaking 1 language to him, the other 2 are speaking another language to him, the other 2 are speaking another language to him, another 2 are speaking another language to him, each of the 5 sets, if he sees them, he will speak the language they speak to him, he will not speak another one to him. Go and check children. The one that speaks the language to him is that one who speaks that language back to. That time, their level is very strong. Even this ordinary tisba, children are coming to pray. You see them, they take this one's own, they take this one's own, they are playing with it. When it is time for the bee, they will hand over each one to the one that has it. Their level is very strong. That's at that time, you don't subject them to thinking, but subject them to memorizing. Because their memory is strong. That's why children, if you put them at that time to study the Quran, you find the easily come. And then they memorize the Quran and they grasp it. After these 7 years, what Allah said, Allah. Their memory is still developing, but their thinking has started. Ask them to stand up and pray with you. Ordinarily, if you leave children, they themselves will come and stand with you and pray with you. But if at that time they have not come, you have to now force them. At this stage, you are allowed to beat them. It's like beating for them to stand up and pray. You have to separate them. Don't allow the boys to sleep with the girls at that stage. At this stage, that's what they said, Al-Limuhum is survival. This is not only, you have stopped playing with them at this stage now. Now you have to be teaching them. Alphabets, common sense. Teach them reasoning. Then, at that stage, if they memorize Quran, they will continue to know why the Quran said this, why the Quran said this. You now have children at the age of 7, 8, they memorize Quran. Then as you are teaching them, you are teaching them, you are teaching them, they are grasping it, they are knowing what is IQ, they are knowing what is science, they are knowing what is mathematics. For another 7 years, they are ready to enter secondary school. At this stage now, they themselves, they have knowledge. But they have not seen the knowledge working. Working knowledge is different from theory. That's why you don't sit down and take book and read it and want to practicalize it. No, go to meet people that already are practicing. Then you know that not every theory is practice. At that time, they will leave the habit of being of the dog. Because if you don't train them the first 7 years, they will continue to be like a monkey. They will continue to be destroying things. In the next 7 years, if you don't give them knowledge, they will continue on the path of being a dog, packing. At that time, what concerns them at the age of 14? If they see a lady doing good, they are looking out at her. They want to look at their nakedness. Just like dog, packing. If at this stage you don't remove, you don't give them knowledge and remove that character of dog from them, then they will start taking a character that's worse than that. That will be a donkey. That's why after at the age of 14, they say, sign whom he survived. What do you do? Accompany, let them be your companion. At that stage, the ladies prepare them for marriage. The men prepare them for companionship. Let them see where you go. Let them see how you do things. Let them see the people you visit, those you don't visit. You start educating them. Go and do this for me. Don't do this. Go and, this is my message to this. If you train a child like that, at the age of 21 now, he doesn't have the quality of the deficiencies of monkey in him. The deficiencies of the barking dog, the deficiencies of the donkey, he will be like Osama bin Zayd. Osama bin Zayd was trained by the Prophet like that. At the age of 21, the Prophet asked Osama, lead an expedition. An expedition. Who are among those that are going on that expedition? Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Who is the leader? Osama bin Zayd. At the age of 21. A child at that age can lead anything. At that stage, the child will know how to stand up and do his own work, he will get his own house. Jannati admin. When he has his own house, he has a good, then he will, is there food in it? There is no food. He will look what he's eating. When there is food, before he starts eating a wine. But in that house, you have to tell me, so you have to have a house, what you are going to drink, what you are going to eat, before you start talking of her. That's why the Prophet Muhammad said, Mani sata aminkum al-ba'ada, forget the food. Whoever amongst you have the capacity. So the capacity is for you to have, where are you living? What work are you doing? What are you feeding? You see, that's how you, again, in paradise and us. I read it. Jannati adnin mufattahatan, yahun Allah. Mutaki'ina biha, yad'una biha, bifakiyati kathiratin, wa sharab. Wa indam fadlatu tarwi. Before the women are mentioned. هذا ما تؤدون يوم القيامة. All this Allah is saying, this is what you are promised. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا. He promised that if you follow the path of Allah, you are going to get this. You have got it.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادٍ.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادٍ. إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا. This, Allah is saying, this is our wealth. This is our gift that we have given you. مَا إِنْتَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا إِنْتَ اللَّهِ بَاكِمَ. إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادٍ. مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادٍ. It has no end. It doesn't end. وَلَقَدْ مَكَنَّاهُمْ فَقَدْ وَجَدْنَا لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah said He has put us on this earth and He has put all that we are going to eat from it. But we have to find the point. In contrast, you don't look for it. This is different. If you go to the bush, you will see who is hungry. Who put them there? Others. For who? For human beings. But they are not in the bush. But Allah to just show you that these things are possible where you are not the one growing them. You go to the bush, you will meet fruits there, drinks, fruits there, you still meet water, spring. Nobody is living there, but Allah leaves them there. In paradise, whatever you want, all you don't have to go and look for it. But as on earth now, all that you need is there, but you have to go and look for it. So it's a nonsense statement to come and be telling people that population control. What do you mean by population control? Family plan, what is the meaning of that? Are you the one that created the earth? Are you the one that had this human being? Go and do your work. I used to ask people when you are traveling anywhere in Nigeria, for example, and it's like that any all over the world. Whether you are traveling by car, be looking how many places are inhabited before you reach where you are going, and how many places are not inhabited. You will find that where it's inhabited is so small compared to where it's not inhabited. If you are also going on the plane, going to another country, when you are close to the country and you can see down, look down, you will see the forest, the empty land is much, much more than where it's occupied. And in all these places, what human beings require is there. But you have to go and look for it. Machines cannot look for it. It's human beings that will look for it. But the problem we have is everybody is crowding themselves in one place. He says, this is GRA. Why is it GRA? Because one white man came. He said he wanted to have a reserved area. He made it and he gave space. The road is good. There is space between houses. Then it becomes beautiful. You too, go and do your own. Everybody is crowding there. I think you have no conscience. You go to a place, they say this is the place, people should not bring their houses close. Everybody is bringing to the road. Why? People go to supermarket, everybody is bringing their wares down to the road. Why? All this is lack of education. Go and set up to another place. If you go to the bush now, put a school there, put roads there, put water there, put houses there, and settle people there. Give 2-3 years, you go to the city, you don't recommend to you. Because human beings are the ones that are the source of wealth. Inna hadha la rizqna ma lahu min nafad. Human beings, is all the wealth is because of them. This wealth of Allah, there is no end to it. Even in this world, there is no end to it. But it's you that looking for it is difficult for you. So in the paradise, you don't look for it. Whatever you want, it comes to you. You just take it.
هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب.
هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب. هذا, that is how it is. All the things we have been saying, all the remembrance, that's how it is. وإن للطاغين لشر مآب. للطاغين, those that are obstinate and refuse to follow the rules of Allah. What is their end? Masharna ma'am. Their end is evil. They will have an evil end. Inna litagina. Masharna ma'am. Litagina. La bihna fiha aqaba. La zubuna fiha bardan. Masharna. Illa habiman. That's what Allah is bringing here again. Here, when Allah was giving example, He gave that of Adam Dawood, He gave that of Adam Suleiman, He came to give that of Ayub. When He came, He gave that of Ibrahim. Always Allah is saying, Milata Ibrahima Hanifa. The path of an Ibrahim is the natural path. That's what you're asked to follow. This is what Allah is punishing them. See what they have done before you say, why is Allah punishing them? In this world, we have prisons. The prison we have, how is it? All you have is just, you have barbed wire, they are isolated in the place, they are not allowed to move about, but they are seeking food, they are seeking water. Why? Because it is human being's prison. The human being knows that he too is doing sins. It's only this one, his sin is more than his. That's why he kept him in that place. But with Allah, it's not like that. When Allah gets people into prison, there is no book there. Any book there is not something to use. Everybody has to be very careful. Here, Millat Ibrahim and Hanifa. When you are hungry, what do you do? You look for food that is natural. When you are thirsty, you look for something to drink. It's natural. When you are a child, you want to play. It's natural. You don't see a child of 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Even if the lady is taken in his front, does he care? It's not even bothered. That's how Allah has created this world. Don't try to change it. Because people are coming and they are changing the nature that Allah, Prophet Allah, they are trying to change the nature that Allah placed mankind on. As you change it, there is consequences for it. Everybody knows that when children are growing up, if you have boys, you have girls, put them in one place. The girls themselves at the age of 2-3 years, they will see the other guys that are playing with them. They will not go to the boys. Then you force ladies to go and play with boys. That no, they are the same thing. The ladies can give birth. The men can produce men. Then you say no, this lady, because he has some character of men, he's supposed to have been a man. Then this man, because he has some character of a lady, he's supposed to have been a lady. You are creating lesbians, you are creating homosexuality. If somebody is sick, you go and look for medicine. You don't insist that that sickness is correct. Nobody can come now, he has a mental problem, and you say, no, that's how he is. Go and look for medicine. Nobody can come now, and you see he has fever, his body is very hot. You say, no, that's how he is. Let's encourage him to be like that. Look for medicine. If you bring down children together, you are likely to have maybe 100, maybe one or two that have sentences for lesbianism. These ones are sick. Go and kill them. But these two now say, no, we must be allowed to exist like that. Then you lead. You see what happens to those that lead when they get to heaven. And all of us have to stand up to fight it. There are some forces today. What I'm saying now, you cannot say it. You are not allowed to even condemn lesbianism. Or condemn, even if you are teaching. You must teach people that it is natural. And you know it's not natural. People that did all this. Abana al Muttakina. Kabul Jay. Hamnaj al Lilna Awanu Amin Sari Hadi. Kabul Sina Fanat. Do you expect Allah to take those that believe in Allah doing righteous work to be like those that are spoiling the earth? When you say Mufsid, this is what we are calling Mufsid. You go to some places, you find a lady coming, looking beautiful, with all the things that ladies have, you have, they say, no. He changed to be a lady, and took her home to develop the parts of women that would attract men. He took her home and he has not changed, but he doesn't have the private part of a woman. Some will say, no, they want to go and carry out the surgery to create it for them, but he doesn't have a womb. So look at the extent people take to go against God. So because we're now going to enter Allah talking about them, don't think that Allah is wicked. No. It's what they deserve they are getting. The Allah that is so merciful, you know you have sinned, and He forgives you, He puts you in paradise. All He says for me, believe what Allah has said, that is how it is. This natural disposition, you have it. Because today what is going on in the world, all of us have to start with. Somebody is working hard, then you don't give it's you. Somebody is stealing, then you put it in a position. If you do all this as well, you don't get away with it. Because you are a leader. Your child does not go to school. Or he goes to school, you give money for people to make him to pass. Then he comes, he says, no, there are places in the government. Is it, what do they call it? NNPC? All these communication places where they have big partner salaries, you go and give it to them. And they don't know how to do the work. All these things you have to take care of. Al-Mufsid is Al-Mufsid. Those that are spoiling the earth. You are now teaching children that to be dishonest has a payment. That is good. And Allah does not like it. So, وَإِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ هَذَا وَإِنَّ الْتَّالِينَ مَشَرَّمَهَا. That's how it is. Those that are obstinate and are not going the path of Allah on the day of judgment, they are going to have an end that is evil. It's not what people call evil. It's what nature calls evil that is evil. Nature is nature. Allah created nature. Everybody knows what is good. If you repeat it in your mind, you refuse it.
جهنم يسلونا فبئس المهاد
جهنم يسلونها فبئس المهاد. These people that refuse to follow the laws of Allah, where are they going to? Jahannam. They are going to hell. فبئس المهاد. They are before Gawashim. This is hell that the bed is on fire, the roof is on fire. This is where they are going to enter. Don't say, why did Allah do this? Every human being has seven years like that. The maximum is 9. It is 3 years. That's the one the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, and he left the ones. A person who has done the first 7 years, second 7 years is now 14. Allah will tell him you are responsible. Even if your parents did not teach you in the second 7 years, nature will be teaching you now. You don't want liars to be close to you, don't tell liars. You don't want people to steal your property, don't steal. Even if you steal, you are hiding, which means you know that it's wrong. A child at the age of 13, 14, when he's stealing, he's hiding, he knows it is wrong. He doesn't steal and come out. When he's looking for women to commit sin, he knows it is wrong, he hides to do it. Then you go and create a place, no, people can do it, oh, no problem. And you say, nothing will happen. Jahannama, yaslaunaha. This and they have. These people, they are going to enter hell. And what a bad place, what an ugly place for it to be your own bed.
هذا فليذوقوا حميم وغساق.
هذا فليذوقوا حميم وغساق. Allah is saying, هذا, that's how it is. They had their time in the world, they refused. Today, they have entered hell. فَلِيَذُوقُوهُ. Let them taste what hell is. What are they going to say? It says, حَمِيمٌ. Boiling water, when they are tasting. وَغَسَى. If they say they don't want boiling water, they will brought water that is extremely cold and smelly, like pus from the injuries. You are seeing thick pus, like pus that is dropped from injury, smelly, extremely cold, that the coldness will cut their throat. They say they don't want it, then what they have is body water that will cut their throat. Because they refuse to listen when they were asked. All this is what they are talking to us. Allah is talking to us. Don't go and behave like those who are having that behavior so that you don't end up where they end up. Behave like those that are entering paradise, then you end up where they end up. من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء the worst you can be والصالحين be a righteous servant of Allah.
وآخر من شغله أصوات
وآخرهم من شكله أزواج. Don't think that when we say هذا فليسوق حميم وقصا that it's all that's the end. No. وآخر there is another kind of punishment. من شكله أزواج. It is that kind of punishment is the opposite you will be seeing. You are seeing scorpion coming from one place, stinging. You are seeing snake coming from one place, biting. You are seeing something is coming, swallowing them. Their skin will change. كُلَّمَا نَجَّتْ جَلُدُهُمْ بَتَّلْنَاهُمْ جَلُدًا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. When the skin is not having any pain again, another skin will put there so that they can continue to taste the punishment. This is hell. This is what they are drinking. This is the kind of things in the there you have all these things stinging them, just like you see horror films. That it is to catch them, to do them like this. Don't think it's for a time. It's there forever. Just like this would not add name. This one is also that's how they'll be there forever. That punishment will never end. This small place we have here is for you to take where you want to go to in the hereafter. To stay there forever. It's either paradise or hell. It's not like prison that is by a better man with no happy to be. Allah has no child. He has no relative. Learn your it, but then do that. I always give an example. When you see mosquito on your wall coming to sink you, what do? You aim it. When you aim it, bam, if you hit it and you get it, you are happy. You forgot to kill the creature of Allah. Yes, you kill the creature of Allah. When angels see, they throw you to hell, they are happy. They don't remember that you are a creature of Allah. So this pity that you are talking about is here today. Tomorrow is not there. Rahmah is there for those that deserve it. There is no pity for those that don't deserve it. وَآخَرُ بِشَكْلِهِ أَزْوَاجٍ.
هذا فوج مقتحم معكم لا مرهبا بهم إنهم صالوا النار.
هذا فوج مقتحم معكم
لا مرهبا بهم إنهم صالوا النار.
هذا فوج مقتحم لا مرحبا بهم إنهم صالون بهم. هذا فوج مقتحم معكم. Those that are in hell, when they are going to put food in hell, they first of all put the older ones, the ones that are foundation evil miscreants. When they are there, then when they are bringing another sex, they will be told, هذا فوج معكم مقتحم معكم. We are bringing another sex to you. Another people, we are going to throw them to you. They will say, La marhaban bihim innahum salun nar. We are not accepting them. They are one of those that make us to enter hell today. This is how it is. Because even if you take somebody to do evil, you don't want people to know that you are the one to take it to that evil. You will deny that you did it. Even if you don't contribute to somebody's success, if they say you contribute to it, you quickly answer that, yes, I contributed to it. That's how it is. Today, somebody that was your classmate, he didn't do anything for you when he was here. You only used to sit down and teach together. If you are to introduce him to somebody, you are classmate, when we are there, he used to assist me. He will be very happy, because you have now succeeded. If somebody failed, he said, look, this is the person I saw sitting with the mother, said, it's not me. That's what Allah is saying here. Those that have entered hell, they will be told, هذا فوج مقتحم معكم. This is another sex that we are sending to you, that will fight for you. لا مرحبا بهم. But we are not welcoming them in our soul with you. Whether they are welcome or they are not welcome, all of them are entering in hell.
قالوا بل أنتم لا مرحبا بكم أنتم قدمتم لنا فبئس القرار.
قالوا بل أنتم لا مرحبا بكم وأنتم قدمتم لنا حديث القرار. They too, they would say as they are coming in, قالوا, they said, well, it's not that أنتم قدمتم لنا, you are the one that introduced us to this evil. أنتم لا مرحبا بكم حديث القرار. You too, we are not welcoming, we are not asking you to welcome us. And we are not also welcoming you here. This is an evil end. That's why the person of Allah said, مَا سَرْتَ سِنَةَ حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَا سَرْتَ سِنَةَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَهُ وِزْرُهَا وِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Here, all those that are calling you to evil path, you abuse this one, you abuse this one. When you try to be abused, you are the only one. Like in this country, people are saying today, why are you supporting mosques? Who started the separation? The evil is on him. All the evil is on him. Anybody today who is up to the age of 50, 60, 70, ask him. He knows there was no issue of separation of mosques. In all towns, there's one big mosque for everybody. In which area? There's one mosque, there's one imam. Those are going to do lazim, or rifa, or zikr, or mawru, they come and they do it, they go away. Those that want to come and do tafsir, they come, they do it, they go away. Nobody says, this is bad, this is not this. Suddenly somebody came. Ignorance. He said, this is bid'ah, this is this. He put doubt into the minds of people. When he couldn't succeed, he started dividing the mosques. Today, a Muslim brother like you, you are coming to say La ilaha illallah. He knows this is what you are coming to say. Without it, he is not a Muslim. Then he will not be Muslim. You cannot enter to say it. Why? No, it's bid'ah. La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. And he doesn't even sit down to think. Why? There is somebody he trusts so much that he has put his trust on, not Allah, not the Prophet. Who told him that this is wrong? And he followed him. But if not, Allah is saying very clearly in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ ذُكِرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. The name of Allah, who is worse than this person, that disallows people that the name of Allah should be mentioned in his mosque. The name, Allah said. If you mention it, no, that's not the meaning. Don't translate it. Read it the way it is. And all because they trusted this person. You that started it, you have gone. But the evil he started is still there. Today, you find some young boys will come. They say, no, we are the one in charge. You cannot choose this place. No, the last guy, you cannot choose it. This, you cannot choose it. It's a Muslim brother like him. Don't think he started it, somebody taught him. If the person will be punished by the day of judgment, he will regret ever knowing the one that took him to that. Everything in this world, bad, is either good or bad. If you say something is, before you say something is bad, you have to analyze it, what is bad in it. If you don't know it, then you don't know it. One day he came to eat ground. When you are going to eat, what is not to be sunnah is to be making zikr Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, until you end up at the eat ground. Then you continue saying it until the Imam arrives. You sit down. When the Imam arrives, you keep short. Then the Imam will continue the Allahu Akbar. He's not supposed to sit down, he's supposed to just continue. Just place Qibla and start Salah. The Allah Akbar is just up, he continues Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. He finishes, he makes khutbah, then he goes. People came saying Allah Akbar like that. One man came, he just came and said, doing nothing. Somebody who is doing nothing is in front of who? Is in front of who? But is it known that it was done before? No. Somebody went to me saying, nah, he said, this man is doing it, I'm telling him to stop it, it's not part of sin. He said, I can't stop somebody in front of Allah.
Allah Akbar.
You have to be very careful. What you don't understand, don't put yourself in it and take the punishment tomorrow. The person that led most people in this country, but we're all here. They went to learn it from Saudi Arabia. The ulama of Saudi Arabia, that time, as far as they are concerned, all ulama that are not ulama of Saudi Arabia, they are not ulama. Today they are a problem, nobody to assist them. Today they are a problem, big problem. You now have somebody who is bigger than them, who does not respect what they respect. Who is? They say, you cannot open your lasika in any mosque. You can't use lasika in most mosques now in Saudi Arabia. How far is it from? But who will talk to them? They that used to say they are the only ulama, if they talk now, they end up in prison. They are afraid of prison, so they will not talk. You can't bring children to the mosque, it has been banned. But if they had agreed that Muslims are all Muslims together, ulama, whatever they are, what you don't understand, and we are together, as if they have a leader that is bad now, if they can't say it there, we here will say it. If they can't fight it, we here will fight it. And when we are fighting from outside, it will have effect. Don't divide Muslims. Today, Muslims have been divided. That's why this election brought Muslims together, and we should be happy. Muslims are just praying, Allah give us the best. Whatever we choose, let it not be your, whatever is your choice, let it be our choice. All Muslims are together in this, because this is not what we are saying, it's very important. Don't see a Muslim doing an act that you know this act, if anybody asks you, you know it's a Muslim act, you say you don't accept it. What is your own? When people are doing wazifa, they say, I will be blind and the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Isn't that from the Quran? They make istighfar. Is it not the commandment of Allah subhanahu? They make salat and the Prophet. Is it not from the Quran? That they ask to make salat. Have you ever seen a calf making istighfar? Have you ever seen a non-Muslim making salat and the Prophet? And then you say it is not Islam. You don't agree. You are fighting him. Truth and name. But you don't fight somebody doing zina. You don't fight somebody taking alcohol. You don't fight somebody cheating in the class. You don't find somebody going behind to undercut. You don't find somebody doing backbiting, waving the people who matter to you. What is all this? That's why when people enter hell, those that took them to hell, they are their leaders. Each of them will be blaming each other. Qalu bal antum qaddamtumuhu lana fabisa al-qarar. You are the one that introduced us to this. That we are now suffering today. This is an evil end. This is an evil place and outward that we are Quran, that we are going to stay forever.
قالوا ربنا من قدم لنا هذا فزده عذابا ضعفا في النار.
قالوا ربنا من قدم لنا هذا فزده عذابا ضعفا في النار. They themselves in hell now. They will use the name of Allah that we normally use to beg Allah when we want something. I said it the other day, Rock, this rock is not a small name. If you use rock to beg Allah, Allah answers it, this is forever. They say, call Rabbana, O our Lord. Man qaddama lana hadha, whoever is one that introduced us to this evil, fazilhu azaban qeeman fi nar. In hell, you are punishing us, give him his own punishment, double proof. They will curse the people that took them there. Because you can't apostate a Muslim and end up with him. If you apostate a Muslim, you come and apostate. Makala liani yakafur. If you see your fellow Muslim and he says an apostate, what did he do and he becomes an apostate? He said, lie, lie, now. Muslim, you don't believe in that lie, lie. That is the implication. Use your brain. Don't just follow somebody because he's a tribesman. You are a Yoruba man. You are a Yoruba man, come. You follow him. And you go man, come. You are a Yoruba man, you follow him. And a Hausa man, and a Yoruba man. No. Use your head. Allah gave you your head. You alone. He gave you the world alone. And he showed you what is right is right. Somebody is sitting peacefully. He is calling to Allah. Somebody has said to you that what he's doing is bad. Then you agree. Where is your prayer? Now, in hell, that's how those that are doing shirku now, they are leading others. Because today, shirku is the main problem of Nigeria. You find a lot of politicians are involved in it. Then when another person wants to give, enter politics, they say, you have to come to be among our own club. You go to the club, then you go and find that it's not just a club. There's more to it. They are doing shirku in it. They are sacrificing in it. And you didn't ask yourself, when I did not have this position, was I not eating? Was I not sleeping? Was I not healthy? Any position you are going to have, one, there's nothing going to give you more. One day the boys lost someone, he was suffering by a garden. One of the Sahabas called him, he said, oh Prophet, put down here for you. He went and entered with the Sahaba. They took the food, they were all happy. The first one said, this paradise is not more than this. You are happy. You eat food. When you put water inside your mouth, it is sweet. Thank Allah. Don't say because you want something higher than God, you go and do evil that Allah has given you to do. Then you enter from it. You can see now they are causing each other. Because you allow them to be
we are still appealing for a generous donation to sustain the video of Ahmad Jolie we normally do this during this holy month. This person prays that may Allah increase you in faith, health and wealth. He wants to have clearance on why during the second to the last recitation of Yara, the brothers do, they used to adjust themselves and sit properly.
It's just somebody is asking, why is it that when people are doing wazifa and they are studying Jawahara is recited 12 times, it's a special salati of Prophet Muhammad that talks, that extends the qualities of Prophet Muhammad in Sakika. So why is it that when they are reciting at the 11th one, they put their hands on their lamps and adjust? Is that if they were not concentrating before, they should not concentrate as they are ending it. That is just it. Just for them to concentrate that they are ending it, then they put their hands on the laps, then later on they raise their hands to pray that as they are making this salati, Allah should accept it from them and make them to be the Prophet. Salat that we are making, that will make us to know the Prophet more and more. Because the more you know the Prophet, the more you get engrossed in him, the more you love him, the more you want to follow him, the more you are distant from what is not him. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us to love the Prophet. May Allah make us to follow the Prophet. Everybody should love the Prophet. Whatever anybody chances to don't. A child that loves his mother, do everything that will please his father. Leave him and his father. Leave him with his father, it's not your business. May Allah make us to love the Prophet. We are in the fasting period. May Allah answer our prayers. May Allah accept our fasting. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah grant us success in our endeavors. Those of us as students, may Allah grant us success. When we read, may Allah make us to understand the reading. When we see, may Allah make us to understand what we are seeing. When we talk, may Allah make us to understand what we are saying. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive our ulama. All those that have taught us one way or the other, may Allah forgive them. All those that contributed to raising Islam, may Allah reward them. May Allah reward the Sahaba. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah strengthen Islam in Nigeria. May Allah lead our leaders correctly. May Allah take our leaders from being going to the wrong way, staying away. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to live, the things we are going to write, may Allah provide it for us. May Allah make us to be proud of our Prophet and our religion. May Allah make us not make us to take our way away from our religion to another place. May Allah make us to be those among those who have been in this month. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. خاتم لما سبق أن أخبرها، وهذه إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره في الدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.